The path of the just is as a dawning light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The responsive reading is selection number 8 under the title, God's Goodness. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his iniquities.
Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases,
who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with blood of thy hands and mercy,
who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles.
The Lord executeth righteousness in heaven for all that are oppressed.
He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel.
He
He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him.
As far as the east is from the west, so far have you removed our transgressions from us.
Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Let us unite in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, who hast made us for thyself and called us to share some part of thy burden of redemption, mercifully grant unto us the sense of thy presence and sustain us with thy power. We thank thee for the gospel which has brought life and immortality to light, and which enables thy children in every part of the world to overcome evil with good. In thy presence we remember those for whom we have promised to pray, including those who are sick and those who pass through the valley of bereavement today. We pray for those who carry heavy responsibility in church and in state. We commit to thy care all who study and teach on this campus. Be with the students as they prepare for examinations, delivering them from undue anxiety, and be with those who evaluate their work. Illuminate our minds with the light of thine own reason, and teach us to walk humbly with thee. We feel, and we desire to feel more fully, our dependence upon thee, who art our hope and our strength, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I should like to express my personal satisfaction and joy in the presence of Dr. A.C. Miller, who has been on our campus for a few weeks of special study. I take my stand gladly and thankfully with those who appreciate the quality of his life and work, especially the creative work he did as Executive Secretary of the Christian Life Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention. And I rejoice that he and Mrs. Miller, within a few weeks, will be coming to North Carolina for teaching in one of our schools. The idea I should like to bring before our minds in these moments of meditation is the idea expressed in the phrase, undergirded by faith. Mark Gibbs and T. Ralph Morton concluded their perceptive book entitled God's Frozen People with penetrating words spoken by Dr. Michael Ramsey. Because there is in you the glory, as our Lord's passion and resurrection have defined it, there will be in you a deep sensitivity blended with a deep serenity. In your service of others, you will feel, you will care, you will be hurt, you will have your heart broken. And it is doubtful if any of us can do anything at all until we have been very much hurt and until our hearts have been very much broken. And that is because God's gift to us is the glory of Christ crucified, being really sensitive to the pain and sorrow that exist in so much of the world. With this, he goes on to say, with this a serenity that is deep in you. And because it's deep in you, it brings to others peace and healing. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. The life of a Christian ought to be like the ocean, with the surface constantly battered about by storm, but miles and miles below, deep peace, unmoved tranquility. A sensitive and serene Christian person knows that neither the unexamined life nor the uncommitted life is worth living. He subjects his course of action to critical scrutiny, and amidst the tensions of a revolutionary and decisive age, he asks himself three questions. There is guidance for this self-examination in the first letter to the Corinthians. Indeed, the entire Corinthian correspondence is very relevant to the life and work of a Christian minister in our day, as it was in the first century. In the first letter, there is the affirmation, "All things are lawful for me." And then the qualification, as translated in the King James Version, "But not all things are expedient." There are really three Greek words related to this statement, "All things are lawful for me." I shall not undertake to pronounce these three Greek words, but I have studied their meaning. And this study of their meaning comes forth in these questions, which I think a sensitive and serene Christian in a theological seminary or in any other community should at least occasionally ask himself. One, is this course of action appropriate in the life of a disciple of Jesus Christ? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are appropriate in the Christian life. And a person of sensitivity and serenity knows whether or not a course of action is appropriate. 2. Is this course of action a creative and stabilizing factor in the Christian community? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are really constructive. Not all things are really creative. Some are very destructive. 3. Is this course of action the way to freedom and fulfillment for the children of God? All things are lawful for me, but there are some courses of action that instead of emancipating me, will enslave me. And the things that enslave me may enslave my companions. But there is a course of action which is appropriate, creative, and free in Christ. Furthermore, the sensitive and serene Christian person, as he walks the course of action before him, is undergirded by faith in God. Let me draw our attention very briefly to 3 ways in which he is undergirded by faith in God. First of all, it is by faith that he accepts God's gift of eternal life. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is by faith that a person accepts this gift of eternal life. This delivers him from the ontological anxiety which arises out of the fear of death. He knows that death is the most serious threat to human existence, and that it is overcome by faith in God, as revealed in Jesus Christ, whose confidence in truth and righteousness did not fail, and who won a crucial victory in the unfolding drama of redemption on the cross. It is to be remembered that the love of Jesus never turned into hatred. The kindness of Jesus never turned into cruelty. The truthfulness of Jesus never turned into duplicity. He won the victory straight through by faith in the Father. In the second place, by faith in God, a sensitive Christian is equipped to stand in the front line of creative and responsible living in a complex society. Every thoughtful reader of the book of Hebrews discerns that men of faith are keyed to action and are venturesome in the support of causes that deserve to succeed. They are undergirded by convictions about the goodness of God, about the grace of Jesus Christ, and about the ability of man to learn. These convictions sustain them in difficult and dangerous tasks. And finally, by faith in God, the sensitive and serene Christian person faces the future with courage and confidence. And the future is the most valuable part of time. This assurance of God's judgment and mercy is affirmed by the late Richard Niebuhr in one of the profound paragraphs of contemporary theological writing. God requires of us, I'm quoting now, God requires of us the sacrifice of all we would conserve and grants us gifts of which we had not dreamed. The forgiveness of our sins rather than our justification. Repentance and sorrow for our transgressions rather than forgetfulness. Faith in Him rather than confidence in ourselves. Trust in His mercy rather than sight of His presence, instead of rest, an ever recurrent torment that will not let us be content, instead of the peace and joy of the world, the hope of the world. Like Abraham, a man of faith, we look for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, enable us, each one, to grow in the grace as well as in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, our Lord. And enable us to use intelligently and effectively all resources available to us in the ministries to which we have heard the gracious calling of our Lord.